So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 5:10, 55 degrees on this Thursday, October 9th, 2025. We are hearing that President Donald Trump is going to shortly be on his way to the Middle East for this first phase of the Israeli-Hamas ceasefire deal. The Hamas military leader in Gaza has said that there is an immediate ceasefire, and that peace is upon them or something to those likes that during his post that was put out there. So we're going to see. There's still a lot of moving parts to this. They say that the hostages, 20 or so living hostages, will be released Monday or Tuesday. If Hamas or anyone tries to renege on that, I think there'll be scorched earth is probably a too kind of a word. But we're keeping an eye on that. Letitia James, the attorney general for New York, has been indicted by a Virginia grand jury for mortgage fraud. We'll see what comes of that. And a couple of legal notes. I've been talking to some friends of mine in the legal field about the indictment of James Comey for lying to Congress. That's going to be a stretch. That's going to be a hard burden to prove. So, you know, for anyone who is celebrating James Comey being indicted, for the legal experts that I know that would love to see him indicted and convicted, admit that it is a hard burden of proof to reach in that case. So a conviction is probably not likely, but we've seen crazier things. So just, you know, not to get your hopes up and being honest with you, that's what I'm being told, and that's what I'm relaying on to you. There seems to be a lot of craziness going on with Democrat candidates, not only here in our backyard, and we'll get to that in a second because we have been covering that, but in Virginia and New Jersey. Now, in New Jersey, and to let you guys know, I will not be here tomorrow. I was asked to speak at a Jack Cittarelli event. He is the Republican candidate for governor in New Jersey. So I will be at an event in New Jersey, in southern Jersey, tomorrow for that. But in his campaign, he is going up against a New Jersey congresswoman who's been in Congress for 7 years, and she is also running for governor now. Not at the same time, mind you. She is a sitting congressman who's not up for re-election, but she is running for governor. She is a decorated helicopter pilot of the United States Navy. She served honorably during her time in the Navy after she graduated the United States Naval Academy. I say after because she wasn't allowed to attend graduation. And this is something that just came about recently, the past couple of weeks, that for disciplinary reasons and honor offenses, she was not allowed to graduate with her class at the United States Naval Academy. She's kind of brushed it off as, well, I just didn't, I refused to rat on my friends. This is New Jersey, kind of like, ha, ha, ha. But having two children who graduated the United States Naval Academy with distinction, this is quite a big deal. And I happen to know a little bit about the process. One of my children sat on the honor board at the Naval Academy. It is quite a big offense. A matter of fact, the only way you get removed from graduating with your class is if you were on the verge of getting kicked out of the Naval Academy. And the only person who can do that is a three-star admiral, vice admiral, the three-star vice admiral, the superintendent of the Naval Academy, is the only entity at the Naval Academy that has the power to prevent you not to graduate. Now, at the time, this was during a big cheating scandal at the Naval Academy back in 1994. It was a big black eye on the Academy. As a matter of fact, the superintendent of the Naval Academy was forced to resign right after it concluded because of how poor of a job it was handled and in letting it happen. Answers to an electrical engineering test, that is the hardest engineering test that a non-electrical engineering major has to take. So it's a very difficult test for midshipmen who are not majoring in electrical engineering. It's called the double E test, and it was renowned to this day as being one of the hardest ones if you're not an electrical engineering major. Well, some of the test questions got out, and they were shared with a group of midshipmen. And that's an honor offense. The honor offense says we will not lie, cheat, or steal. And she was caught up in that. Her boyfriend at the time, who was also attending the Naval Academy, obviously, now her husband was also investigated during that case, but he was allowed to graduate. So you have to wonder, what more did she do to where a three-star admiral prevented you from graduating? That's no small thing. This isn't just, hey, you can't show up to graduation. You went through 4 years of the hardest time in your life, and to not attend graduation, I just couldn't imagine it. My children couldn't imagine it. And only 1% of Naval Academy attendees fall into that category. So she's being asked to release her disciplinary records from the Naval Academy because only she can authorize that as the person herself. And she's refusing. She ran for Congress as a hero, helicopter pilot, Naval Academy graduate, but never mentioned that she was almost kicked out and was not allowed to attend graduation. So that's come out now, and she's kind of brushed it off. And you have to wonder if she's willing to cover for people who are lying, cheating, and stealing at the Naval Academy, what is she willing to cover up as the governor of Pennsylvania, of the governor of New Jersey, or as a member of Congress? So, this is a neck and neck race in New Jersey, right to our, and it's kind of the precursor to our governor race here in Pennsylvania, which is why, I'm involved with it. You also have this attorney general race in Virginia, to where Jay Jones, the Democrat candidate for attorney general in Virginia, text messages have emerged where he said that he would like to shoot his opponent 2 times in the head and would like to see wish death upon his children. Now, his children, I think, are like 8 and 10, and it's just a disgraceful abhorrent. Has not lost a single Democrat endorsement. I listed a list of his endorsements. The governor, the person running, the Democrat candidate for governor of Virginia, who's running against the Lieutenant Governor Winston Sears, current Lieutenant Governor now, who is a Marine and now current Lieutenant Governor for Virginia under Glenn Youngkin. She denounced the texts, but is still running with him as a running mate. So it says a lot to do with how you associate yourself with as this governor or governor candidate of Virginia. And then you have right here in our backyard, you have, and I did see that, I did listen to actually, that Bob Casey, school director Bob Casey, who's a longtime Democrat for Northeast Pennsylvania and here in the Scranton area, called my good friend Bob Cordero's show this morning. He also called Sue Henry yesterday. I've talked about this for 2 days, so I'm not going to get on it too much. But Wendy Wilson, who is the communications director for Paige Cognetti's both mayoral and congressional candidate, posted some real abhorrent stuff with a picture that was provided to her from Chris Kelly of the Times Tribune. Now Bob Casey said that he provided only Chris Kelly this picture. And lo and behold, it found its way into Paige Cognetti's campaign's hands, where Wendy Wilson posts it calling this longtime Democrat from Scranton a fake Democrat, making fun of his appearance, where his teeth, he was going through cancer treatment and lost some teeth. And she made, maybe didn't know that this picture was a few years old when he was going through that and still, you know, going through that. Once you have cancer, you deal with cancer. It's always something hanging over your shoulder. You know, having being myself who lost my dad at the age of 59 of cancer, this has really affected his family. I know his son, Robert Casey, posted on Facebook saying that this has been traumatic to the family. I know that Bob Casey, when he called Bob Cordero's show earlier today, saying he's consulting his daughter, who's an attorney, so he's really not going to say much more about it, which I appreciate. You know, that's good for him. Take whatever recourse you think you need to take. And again, I never met Bob Casey. I don't know him. But for politics, for the communications director of Paige Cognetti to post stuff on social media in a private Blue Revival NEPA, you know, Democrat chat room to say, you know, these aren't real Democrats. Look at him with his tooth hanging out of his mouth. Kind of really backfired on him. So what is it with the Democratic Party? And again, just here in Scranton, Virginia, New Jersey, to where all this has come out and jumped up at them to really cause some issues with them. Now, as far as I know, there has been no comment from Paige Cognetti or her campaign on this, no apology saying, hey, you know, this was wrong or such like that, hoping it blows over, I guess. But just seeing the comments on the news story, just seeing the comments here, and the fact that Bob Casey called Bob Cordero's show today, thanking him, Sue Henry, and myself for bringing this story to light, just goes to show there is a lot of dissension here in Scranton area, in Pennsylvania, 8th Congressional District, in Northeast Pennsylvania, and in New Jersey, and in Virginia. And we see the nonsense going on in Washington. But there seems to be a lot of craziness going on when it's okay to lie about your career as a sitting congresswoman running for governor, and then when you finally get caught, say, well, I'm not releasing anything. You know, this is private information. Well, you wanted to have a public life, then you can't have it both ways. You have an attorney general candidate wishing to shoot his opponent in the head and wish death upon his children. That's not someone who needs to be elected office, not especially attorney general. And then the nonsense right here in our own backyard where, you know, they call this Wendy Wilson the mayor's pit bull or such like that. Listen, I've dealt with her. She sent me some emails with some idle threats that were comical. Listen, that's the way they want to pull the shades over your eyes. They're using the mayoral race. Listen, I said it before. It's very common for people with positions, congressmen, senators, governors, to run for other offices, president, maybe a governor running for Senate and such like that. But it's try and find someone who's run for two offices simultaneously at the same time, being it a mayor and a federal office like Congress. It's kind of hard to come by, and it is very unusual. But it just goes to show how in disarray, not only here in our backyard, but nationally. I mean, you have the Paige Cognetti campaign fighting with other Democrats just as much as her opponents in races or her detractors. That's not the way it's supposed to be, and it's not the way a party moves forward. So the Democrat Party might want to get some things together. They are letting the left-wing progressive side, the squad, pull them so far apart. It's not to the left. They are pulling them apart, and that's look at voter registration and you have your answer of what it's doing. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. I got some text messages, yes, about that lunatic running for governor in California. She's a piece of work, huh? She's probably one step away from Wendy Wilson, so not too far off. She just doesn't get videos out there. But we'll see what we can do about that. Let me go to the phone now. We have my friend Joe from Edwardsville. Joe.
Rob, how you doing, brother?
All right.
I've been in and out here on the show lately because, you know, I got stuff going on around the house. Believe it or not, I got a whole family and grandkids everywhere, too. So I did not catch who it was that you said who was was refused to attend graduation at the Naval Academy because, no, I will not rat on my friends.
Yeah, that was Mikey Sherrill. She's running for governor of New Jersey. She's a 2000...
Go figure.
She's a Naval Academy graduate, went on to be a late graduate of the Naval Academy and went on to become a helicopter pilot. But never, when she ran for Congress, never mentioned that she had those disciplinary issues. She ran on being a Naval Academy honorable graduate, you know, a hero helicopter pilot in the Navy, which she did serve honorably. I'll give her that. But, you know, your precursor to that and hiding it for 7 years, and now when it comes out, you refuse to disclose it, you know, has a lot to say about your character and integrity.
It does indeed, because as I understand it, and you will know a little bit better than me, the code, and I understand at West Point, at Annapolis, and at the Air Force Academy, the code is, I will not lie, cheat, steal, nor tolerate those who do. Sounds to me like she's not so much interested in the code, from the Naval Academy, but more like the code from organized crime of Omerta. I will not rat on my friends.
Well, because it was New Jersey, she tried to make light of it, because most people don't understand what the honor code is for the Naval Academy or our service academies. You know, she was trying to get over on the average voter, but she also has to realize that people like me listen and jumped right on.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
And probably one of the reasons I'm speaking at Jack Ciccarelli's event tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely. Because you, oh, God, it's like so many other. You took this oath. And now, you know what, you've got an out, you've got a loophole, you've got a, because, hey, I'm from Jersey. I always say, you know, I'm from Jersey. We didn't invent sarcasm, but we perfected it. Yeah, okay. But if you took this oath, you either took it seriously or you didn't. And if you're willing to sell that oath, you're willing to sell any oath. It just depends on how high the price is.
They are indeed, and I have the midshipman oath right in front of me, direct from the Naval Academy. It's midshipman's a person of integrity. They stand for which is right. They tell the truth and ensure that the truth is known. They do not lie. They embrace fairness in all actions. They ensure that work submitted as their own, is their own, and that assistance received from any source is authorized and properly documented. They do not cheat. They respect the property of others and ensure that others are able to benefit from their use of their own property. They do not steal. And that's the honor concept of the Naval Academy.
And that sounds pretty good to me. So now, if you are elected to an office and you stand up and you put your hand wherever you want to put it, on a Bible, on a Quran, on a, you know, put it on your genitals, I don't care. But when you say, and I swear to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic, but there's this other group of people that, you know, I mean, I'll wink and nod, and it's just, you got to be kidding me. And it's just like this this yutz down in Virginia running for attorney general. And, he wants to, and sure, everybody has said at some point, yeah, it's like the whack that guy. That's just an aside. But if you went so far as to say, and I'd love to see his children die in their parents' arms. And any time any Republican has ever said anything stupid, which people say stupid things, but nobody with a microphone in their hand can stop themselves from running at Republicans and saying, do you denounce this? Do you denounce what is it? Was just, and as far as I'm concerned, for me, go talk to him about what he said. I'm here to talk to you about what I said. But these people, no, they want, oh, you on the other side, you need to denounce everything, everybody in your party. And this, that now is like, no, it's no big thing. He said he was sorry. We're all okay. We're going to ride or die with him.
Hasn't lost a single endorsement.
This is insane. And people can still pull a Democrat lever. I just don't get it. I don't get it, man. And trust me, I am not a Republican. I would sooner be a Crip or a Blood than a Democrat or a Republican. But
I might use that quote.
Hey, you knock yourself out, brother. You're welcome to it, and I don't even need my quarters when you use it.
There you go.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, thanks, Rob. And hey, good luck at the dinner tomorrow or the event or whatever. I didn't catch that either. I'm so worked up now. And hopefully we'll see you on Monday.
I will be here, my friend. See you then.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you later.
Yeah, and I believe our friend Scott Pressler is going to have an event, the same thing where Jack Chiarelli is going to attend at the Wildwood Boardwalk, and that's going to be a much bigger and much more open event. But Scott Pressler is going to be part of that event for Jack Chiarelli. He's been spending a lot of time in New Jersey. So if you're in southern New Jersey, there's a bunch of events going on. It's 5:33 here at WILK. Time for the news with our friend Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Well, the biggest ever great white shark, that's how they're saying it, contender surfaces just off Canada, plumping up on seals. The biggest great white shark ever recorded in the Atlantic has resurfaced just off the coast of Canada, where he's plumping up on seals ahead of the winter. Now, based on the size, I can't see how this is the biggest shark, great white shark ever. Contender, a 14-foot beast, was tagged in the North Atlantic by Ocean Search in January, a nonprofit organization that conducts search of large marine mammals. They actually have a great app where you can track these animals yourself. It was tagged 45 miles off the Florida-Georgia coast off of Jacksonville. His tracker only transmits and locates signals when the shark's dorsal fin is briefly exposed above the water's surface. And last week, it pinged from the far north reaches of the Gulf of St. Lawrence, right off of Labrador Peninsula in Canada, making him one of the furthest northern pinging sharks that we've had, says researchers. The 1,653-pound creature, estimated to be around 30 years old, is in the area gorging on seals through the summer and fall to build fat for his return to Florida in the winter. Scientists at Ocean Search hope tracking Contender will reveal the world's first known great white shark mating site. Chris Fisher, 56, founded an expedition leader of Ocean Search, said only a couple have made it that far north. An animal like that spending the summer and fall up north, what are they doing? Well, a lot of what they're doing is preparing for winter. Fisher said that the contender is putting on a lot of pressure on seals, eating seals constantly, swimming in front of seal colonies, trying to put on some of the weight before he proceeds back down to Florida for the oncoming winter. And they got pictures of contender here. He says his behavior is has an unexpected environmental benefit. The byproduct of putting the pressure on the seals is really good. They're getting guarding our fish stocks, Fisher says. The seals eat the fish. The bigger fish eat the seals and protect the fish. That's the way it works. Contender's presence in such cold northern waters demonstrates the remarkable adaptability of great white sharks. The white sharks have the capability of warm themselves and in cold water, but they have to have a lot of food to do it. Now, my brother lives on the beach in Duxbury, and they have their own beach in Duxbury. And that beach is closed quite often due to great white sharks constantly there. Matter of fact, there are signs all over the beach because great white sharks, you can see the seals regularly up there. And if there's seals, there are great white sharks. A lot of times, they'll find a half seal on the beach. So these great white sharks are up there, are up north. But as far as up in northern Canada, they are a healthy population and all over. I remember when I used to vacation on Tybee Island, Georgia. There was a couple of great whites pinging right off the beach there. And they don't only tag great white sharks. They tag a whole plethora of sharks. And if you have their app, you can bring it up and it'll show you when those ping and what direction, the path they've taken and such. It's pretty cool if you're into that sort of stuff, which I am, so I track it. So that's why I told the story to you. But I found it odd that Contender, a great white shark, the biggest ever, biggest ever great white shark contender surfaced just off of Canada. It was only 14 feet. Now, this is an Atlantic shark, so I wonder if that has something to do with it. But didn't seem very big for the biggest ever to me. It is 5:43 here at WILK time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back as we start to wind down the Rob O'Donnell Show for this Thursday, October 9th, 2025. Well, we really didn't have a today in history today, because we had Lackawanna County Commissioner Chris Chermak letting us know some ongoings in Lackawanna County. So let's see what we got in today in history, because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we've been? On this day in history, October 9th, 1635, Roger Williams is banished from Massachusetts Bay Colony for his religious and political beliefs. 1635, Roger Williams is banished from Massachusetts Bay. 1779, Revolutionary War hero Casimir Pulaski is mortally wounded during the Siege of Savannah, Georgia. 1861, Union troops repel Confederate attack at Fort Pickens, Florida, during the Civil War. 1864, Union cavalry defeated Confederate forces at Toms Brook, Virginia, part of Sheridan's Shenandoah Valley Campaign. That was 1864. 1873, the U.S. Naval Institute is founded in Annapolis, Maryland. 1888, the Washington Monument officially opens to the public in Washington, D.C. 1943, the U.S. Navy destroyer USS Buck, DD-420, is sunk by German submarine off Salerno, Italy. 1958, the New York Yankees win the World Series, defeating the Milwaukee Braves in seven games. Unfortunately, last night wasn't that. 1966, the Baltimore Orioles sweep the Los Angeles Dodgers to win their first World Series championship. 1992, the Peekskill meteorite lands in New York, striking a parked car and becoming a famous meteorite recovery. I don't remember that. For some reason, black, all that, I don't altogether. 1992, the U.S. Navy formally adopts its core values, honor, courage, commitment. Let's see what kind of birthdays we have today. 1911, Joe Rosenthal, American photojournalist who took the iconic Raising the Flag at Iwo Jima photograph. 1911, he was born. 1940, John Lemon, Lennon, musician and cultural icon. Though British, major influence in U.S. music and culture. And some U.S. observances. Leif Erikson Day honors the Norse explorer, believed to be among the first Europeans to reach North America, and celebrate Scandinavian American heritage. That's today. And also, I did see that the president declared Monday officially Columbus Day again. So Monday we will be here. It is not a holiday for us. Some of you might be. Hopefully it is. Good for you. It won't be for us, so we will be here. But it is now formally Columbus Day by executive order again. What else do? Speaking about the phase one agreement of the Israeli-Hamas peace agreement, what was interesting about today is some of the video, some of the images coming out of the area. Gazans join Israelis in chanting Trump's name over the ceasefire. Now, people are talking about the Nobel Prize for Trump. And, you know, if it's fitting or not, that's not my discussion. My discussion is I don't think they'll ever let it happen. And that's sad because this is monumental. But jubilant locals in both Gaza and Israel took to the streets early Thursday to celebrate President Trump for his role in the historic ceasefire deal. And many are calling for him to be considered for the Nobel Peace Prize. Now, leave that aside. I think the peace is more of an issue for us. Recognition is just that. It's recognition. And again, I don't think they'll ever let it happen. Footage from both the streets of Tel Aviv and war-torn Gaza showed crowds of revelers celebrating what they hoped to be the end of the two-year war as they hailed Trump for helping secure the deal. Donald Trump, Donald Trump. Residents in Gaza could be heard cheering after the news broke Wednesday night. How could you ever even have imagined that? But yet there it is. People, oh, that's AI. It's not true. Yeah, I'm sure the people in downtown Gaza are using AI. They are, actually. Nobel Prize to Trump. Those in Tel Aviv, Hostage Square, cheered as they waved American flags and danced. Trump's plan calls for immediate ceasefire and exchange of all 48 hostages with staged withdrawal of the Israeli army from Gaza, the disarmament of Hamas, and the creation of a transitional government spearheaded by an international body. The exchange portion of the deal would see the hostages swapped for nearly 2,000 Palestinian prisoners, many of whom are serving life sentences as Israeli prisoners. Humanitarian aid will soon be allowed to flood to the area during the ceasefire. Hamas confirmed the terms of the agreement, praising the efforts of U.S. President Donald Trump for helping secure the deal along with mediators in Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey. The chants for Israel and Gaza are among the latest calls for Trump to be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, recipient of which will be announced on Friday. Again, I don't see it happening. I'd be extremely surprised if it does. I just don't see it. I don't see them giving that recognition, although all the recognition is due here. You have to realize what it took to get this done. And yes, Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey, Israel, and Hamas are all involved in these, including the U.S. But this was a United States spearheaded movement that continued even after failures on both sides. That included Israel. That included Hamas. Failures on both sides. When they thought they gained some ground, well, Israel would strike. And then when they thought they gained some ground, Hamas would pull back and renege. But the persistency and the fact that we do hold a lot over the heads of Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey brought them all on board. And tariffs are a big part of that. Reducing tariffs for people who want to play nice with our side of the fence helps with that. So the recognition needs to be given here. And it was good to see both our state senators, Fetterman and Senator McCormick, basically have the same kind of statement saying how great it was. So that's some good news coming out of there. And hopefully these hostages are released by Monday, Tuesday, the latest as planned. The Wilkes-Barre-Scranton Penguins 2025-2026 season gets underway this Saturday night when they host the Hartford Wolfpack at 6.05 p.m. Come out to the Mohegan Arena starting at 3 p.m. for the pregame March of the Penguins celebration. We'll have face painters, character artists, games, giveaways, and more. Plus, you'll be able to greet the team as they enter the arena on the gold carpet outside the East Gate. Tickets are available online at WBSPenguins.com. We'll be back to close out the show in just a moment. Well, that's us. That's it for us today on this Thursday, October 9th, 2025. It's going to be another cold one tonight, but normal temperatures and nice weekend coming up. Maybe some rain on Sunday. But other than that, got a text message in. How sad is it that Trump might have more success uniting the Jewish people and the Palestinians than Americans? You got to really let that soak in. You really have to let that soak in. These people were mortal enemies in the Middle East for century. And here they are. But yet here we are still attacking each other. So a very, very poignant text message there. I appreciate that. That being said, everybody good. Be good to yourselves. Jake, what was the Phillies? How'd they do last night? Did they win? Did they not? The Phillies won. All right, so they're still in it. When's their next game?
In about 10 minutes.
They play in 10 minutes?
It's out in L.A.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Well, the Yankees lost. Phillies are still in it. So we got something to root for still in our area. I still think there's more Yankee fans than Philly fans here, but really don't have anything to gauge it by. But we'll see. But congratulations to the Philly fans or baseball fans in general. You got more to watch. At least our area is still in it somewhat. Well, our area is really still in it. So that being said, God bless, be safe, and I will see you on Monday.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.